The guru grunted and groaned. He could feel the excrement in his guts, but had yet succeed in expelling the huge lump of shit. He tensed his muscles and applied all the energy he could muster against the recalcitrant turd. Stars appeared in front of the Swami's eyes. He felt dizzy and had to sit down. The guru hadn't had a shit in 3 days, and he guessed that the accumulated waste that festered in his stomach must weigh in at a good 4 or 5 pounds. Father David got up again and proceeded to waddle about like a demented sumo wrestler. Once he was ready for action, the Swami positioned his arse over Tom Daly's face. This time, the grunting, groaning, and spasmodic contraction of muscles brought about the result Father David desired. It felt as if someone had shoved their hand up the guru's arse and then proceeded to wrench out his guts. The turd was a whopper, and Tom swooned in a semi-consciousness as it smashed against his forehead. Father David squatted down beside the boy and inspected the gut buster. It was dark, streaked with blood, and larger than any turd the Swami had seen during the course of a lifetime dedicated to all things scatological. The guru picked up the love offering. It felt very solid in his hand. Buddha be praised, Father David howled as he raised the turd above his head. Hail victory, the assembled monks chanted in unison. Neither Christ nor Satan, the Swami cried, but a Buddha who unites the Teutonic race with a single set of spiritual values, the assembled monks responded. Father David was well pleased with himself and allowed the huge turd to be passed from hand to hand so that his followers could touch, lick and sniff it. Then the excrement was measured and weighed so that details of this monster could be entered in a ceremonial diary that Father David had nicknamed the Brown Book. God, you shouldn't encourage me because it means that I'll do some of my poetry.